Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
Eight minutes to six on a Friday morning on 3AW, where the weather forecast for today says rain. And I had a look at the radar, and it looks like rain. We had 8 mils overnight.
Well, I woke up during the evening, made the critical mistake and looked at my watch.
Why'd you do that?
I thought of you as I was doing it.
Because I woke up early last night and I refused to look at my...
I've been very disciplined for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, so there's the rain coming down. It's going to miss the northern and western suburbs by the look of it. Caitlin Knight is a media advisor. Caitlin, what do you got?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, so Ballarat Sexual Offences Child Abuse Investigation Team detectives have charged a man following a series of allegedly lewd acts across Ballarat East and Wenderee. It is alleged the man exposed himself and performed a sexual act in the presence of the victims between 10th of April and 6th of May. On four of the occasions, sexual acts were allegedly committed in the presence of children aged between 10 and 14. Yesterday afternoon, detectives arrested a 50-year-old man at an address in Invermay Park. He has been charged with direct sexual activity at another, 7 counts of sexual activity in the presence of a child, and 1 count of stalking. The Brown Hill man has been remanded to appear at Ballarat Magistrates Court on 10 May.
Is this the bloke with the grey pickup truck?
It is allegedly the man, yeah, the same person.
Thank you. Okay. So we Russell made a very good observation the other day that if it was your next door neighbour's car, you would look at that and go, oh, my next door neighbour's got a car like that. All right, glad that bloke's had the come-alongs put on his wrist.
Very quick arrest.
What else, Caitlin?
Yeah, so KC Crime Investigation Unit detectives are appealing for public assistance following an aggravated burglary in Doveton on Monday the 29th of April. Investigators have been told an unknown man broke into a property on Hakea Street, stealing cash, jewellery and car keys at about 4 a.m. 7 people were sleeping inside at the time, including 3 children. However, no one was injured. It is understood the offender fled the scene in the victim's white Holden Maloo utility with the registration DOMNNT worth around $100,000. Shortly after, the thief was seen on CCTV at a service station on the Princess Highway in Officer, stealing petrol at about 5 a.m. The man is perceived to be African in appearance, wearing all black clothing. Investigators have released a photograph of the stolen Holden ute along with CCTV footage. Anyone who witnessed the incident or has further footage is urged to call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.
What's the car parked across the driveway?
Ooh, that's a Range Rover.
But sorry, that looks to me like someone has deliberately parked a car across the driveway so a vehicle could not be stolen. Am I making that up, Caitlin?
You're thinking a bit like a criminal there. I'm not sure.
Well, see, he's had to reverse the Holden out in a narrow gap between the front fence and the Range Rover.
How odd.
It's very odd. So I'm thinking the Range Rover's been parked there to prevent the Holden from being stolen. And the thief has taken quite a long time to navigate that small gap.
That's an expensive car.
Yeah, very expensive car. All right. Well, he needs to be dealt with. And nothing on Webb Street and Narre Warren?
Look, the one on Webb Street in Narre Warren looks like a man's climbed up onto the roof of a service station and he's been spotted throwing some objects at some members. So I believe the CERT team and K9 are up there trying to negotiate with him at this stage.